and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Some wild stuff going on today. I think Dad's logged in right now, so he'll be with us here momentarily. But the first thing that I saw today that came up, which is pretty wild, is the Trump administration has said today they will be revoking all federal guidelines that tell public schools to allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms matching their chosen gender identity. That came out today. The decision would be a reversal of the Obama directive advising public schools to grant bathroom access to students in whatever gender they expressed. And now the thing about this is, we've talked about this in detail, this was completely overreaching from Obama's standpoint to come down and decree from a federal guideline that you have to allow a boy who's a grown boy with completely male into a woman's bathroom because he says he's a female. Target decided they were going to do this on their own, and quite frankly, if a private company on private property wants to allow this, that's absolutely fine. There's nothing I can really do or say about it, except I will no longer support them, nor will I take my child there. But when you start doing this from a federal standpoint, decreeing that public schools have to follow these guidelines, it definitely caused a lot of issues. So I'm really glad that Trump is addressing this. This is something that a lot of people didn't, it's a very hot topic for a lot of people, and I understand why. But again, you can't start forcing children to go to the same restroom with other genders because they say they're that different identity. It just doesn't work out well. We've gone into it in detail last year, so I won't go too much into it today. But I did want to touch base on that because I found that pretty exciting that he's going back on that, because that was something that Obama had absolutely no right to do whatsoever. And all it did was create a whole lot of issues with that entire topic because it just completely overreached state laws, parental laws, child laws, privacy laws, everything like that. So I'm glad that got addressed today. But in other news, let's see, we have here the this, and I've brought this up quite a few times, but I'm continuing to bring it up because it's getting more and more aggressive in Europe. This is by Anna Dost. The European Commission, again, is pushing even harder to tighten its control over paper money, metals such as gold and silver, and other precious elements that are transferred into the European Union. I've talked about this for about a year and a half now, and the reason why is because if people don't come to grips and realize that the Europe is kind of a beta test for the rest of the world as far as being a very high-end country, they're trying to do everything they can to ban cash transactions, to ban holding gold and silver, to ban Bitcoin, to ban any type of currency or currency transaction that they can't physically control, monitor, watch, and dictate what you do with it at any time. The reason is the funding is they keep saying for terrorist attacks, which we know, again, it's always for your safety. The new proposal is designed to give power to customs officials in the European Union nations, allowing them to check cash amounts at random, credit card and debit card statements as well. Customs in these statements will also have the right to take away any cash, precious metals, or anything of value that is being carried by people who fit the profile that they deem to be restricted in the European Union. The new rules will permit customs officers to confiscate the money even if it's less than 10,000 euros if they suspect someone of having any type of criminal past or the money's going to be used for criminal activity. They also go into detail, include the rule of where the freezing of money in accounts and confiscating possessions from a small pin to a large asset from a suspect who could be connected to the crime. Moreover, the proposal also wants to monitor and tighten control over all electronic currencies such as Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin, along with any debit and credit card transactions. Many European states have backed the idea. These countries have also backed the idea of now asking for a form of identity when any payment is above 150 euros. So if you come in and you want to buy something at a store for 200 euros or $200, they want to see your ID. They're going to demand you give them papers, please, before they finish the transaction. So I found that to be pretty wild that this is escalating in Europe very rapidly. And, yeah, that's what's going on. You with us now, Deb?
Yeah, sorry about that. My Skype went down. It's back up now, running good, so we're ready to roll. But, yeah, but that's – and don't get me wrong. They'll do this in Europe. I remember last year I was over there in London, and we had a real close connection to Stuttgart. We had flown in early in the morning. We had like an hour and a half, we thought was plenty of time to go from the London airport terminal to the other terminal with British Air from American. And we had to go through security again, which is kind of silly because you're already in a secured area. And what was funny about this is they basically had become completely understaffed, and they were just taking their time going through the bags. And then what happened is Savannah had left a bottled water in her suitcase, just a little bottle of water, like an 8-ounce bottle of water off the airplane. And what happened is they flagged it. They stuck it in a pile about 25 deep to look through. We literally had 25 minutes to catch the next flight. And finally, I had to leave because I had my bag to try to get the flight to go slower and try to hold it up a little bit, which I wasn't successful on. Finally, I had to get security to get the security guys to speed it up so we catch the flight. And they end up seizing the water, seizing her makeup, seizing a bunch of stuff. It was ridiculous. And I thought to myself, if you tell me these guys are going to take your gold or your silver or your cash or your euros or your bitcoins or whatever, they're going to do it, Austin. They're that nuts over there.
Yep.
They really are. But there's a couple articles I want to cover today that I'm really glad I got on the air here. There's two big ones I want to cover to start with. This is crazy. This is Brzezinski. And I'm just going to read this to you. Controlling exactly what people think is the job of the media. MSNBC's Micah Brzezinski boldly declared Wednesday morning. I'm going to repeat that. Controlling exactly what people think. Remember, these guys, a lot of them work for the CIA, and the CIA once said that our job will be completed when everything that every American believes is a lie. That's why Trump is getting so much blowback, because he's actually telling people the truth, but everybody's heard the lie for so long that they're making him out like he's nuts. While discussing President Trump's entrees to the American people to remain skeptical of the press, Brzezinski worried that if the economy turns south, Americans may end up trusting him over the media. And it should be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he should have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think, Brzezinski said. And that is our job. Unbelievable. Scarborough says, then his co-host says, exactly. That's exactly what I hear. What Yamichi says is that I hear all from the Trump supporters that I talk to, wherever Trump voters are, still Trump supporters, they go, yeah, you guys are going crazy. He's doing what you are supposed to be doing. He's doing exactly what he said he's going to do. Brzezinski says, well, I think that is dangerous. And yes, you know, edges are here, and he is trying to undermine the media and trying to make up his own facts. Total lie. And it should be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the message so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And again, that is our job. This article was sent to me by Brad today. I want to thank him for that. This is a good one to open up with. I mean, this tells you what the deep state is. If nothing else that I tell you, you hear me say today, and I've got a couple other articles that are going to blow you away today. This is what the deep state's doing. The deep state is in full-blown panic mode, doing everything they possibly can with their neural implants, neural programming, neuro-linguistic programming, all of the different things that they've done for the last 20, 30 years through their advanced technology that I've warned you about for the last 3 or 4 years. All of this stuff is happening now. And now they're coming right out and saying it's up to them to control what people think. And they want you to believe the lie. Now, the reason I started with that and not this is because I want you to realize what's really happening here and what's happening with autism. Autism is a huge industry in the United States. It's like the petrochemical industry. It's like the gas and oil industry. It is like the cure the cancer industry. Now, I'm saying something right now that's going to be extremely dangerous for me to say. So I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to hyperlink this, but I'm going to tell you where to find this information on YouTube. I'm not going to put it on my website because I don't want it getting linked back to me via my website. But autism is being done to us on purpose. There's no other reason for that. They know exactly what causes autism. And Austin said it so succinctly yesterday or the day before when we were talking about pot and marijuana. They're trying to protect us with the FDA and the CDC, et cetera. And he says that's a complete and total joke. Why don't they give us clean vaccines? Why don't they get glyphosate out of our food? Why don't they get Roundup out of the air? Why don't they stop spraying chemtrails? This is what Trump's going after. He's going after this entrenched deep state that started its work on us over a century ago, before 1913, before the Federal Reserve Bank, all the way back to Lincoln. This has been going on for a long, long time. And what's happened is this. One of the top researchers in the world, top researchers on autism and mercury. In fact, if you look him up, I'm going to give you his hyperlink right now. His hyperlink to watch this video is autism causes mercury poisoning from vaccines and environment. Dan Olmsted. That's another German name. D-A-N-O-L-M-S-T-E-D. Autism causes mercury poison from vaccines and environment. Dan Olmsted. Now, he's already had a bunch more views on this since we sent this out this morning, but I'm not going to hyperlink to this. But I want you to go ahead and I want you to listen to this. It's a very short video. Now, the reason I'm not linking it to my website is for safety reasons. Last year, year and a half ago, I broke the story on Hagman about the doctors, Gonzalez and some other men who had died who were working on autism and their cures of autism using a compound called GCMAF to fight what's called NAGLase in the blood. The show's had millions. I mean, close to probably 10 million views now, picked up all over the place, replayed all over the place, and just really pushed me out there to the front of this whole problem with the autism and the epidemic of autism that we have right now. I'm going to say this. There's something else going on with the autism thing. We know now by the MIT researchers that by 2035, approximately 100% of everybody, all boys will have autism. By 2037, all girls. I mean, this is 100%. These are crazy statistics. And MIT even said that by 2025, half of the children will have autism. They want children to be vessels for some type of demonic interface. Now, you think I'm making this up? I'm not. There's no other reason they're doing this. It's either for the demonic interface, or there could be one other reason, to massively reduce the population of white people and people breeding in the United States who are only having one or two children, to reduce that population even lower. I don't know what else to say about this, but this is a major, major, major concern. Dan Olmsted had written multiple books about this. He wrote a book called The Age of Autism, and he was an investigator journalist. And you can go to ageofautism.com. I'm going to read you what Alexander Bruce wrote about this last week, and then I'm going to go ahead and let you make up your own mind on it, because I can tell you what I believe. Alexander Bruce says, I was on the phone with a private investigator friend last night, Friday, and he got a call from the other line. It was from the family of Dan Olmsted. Dan Olmsted was the investigative journalist, founder, editor of ageofautism.com, who was found dead on January the 24th of what officially was called natural causes by the coroner without an autopsy. Olmsted's family was contacting my friend to intervene because law enforcement was preventing them from conducting an autopsy on Dan's body while threatening to cremate him against their wishes. They were all trying to halt the cremation, but according to an anonymous post that I read on the Able Danger website with conflicting details, it appears that Dan's body may have already been cremated by the time the family reached out to try to help stop the cremation. Ironically, or not so ironically, Olmsted had just written an article about the rash of unusual deaths among healthy and young holistic doctors in 2016, a number that has now climbed to over 60 practicing physicians killed, dead, within 18 months. Listen to this, folks. Listen to the next sentence. Olmsted's death is all the more suspicious because he was scheduled to meet with Donald Trump the day of his death to prevent his evidence for a vaccine autism link. Guys, I don't even know what to say about this. This is some crazy stuff. And this reminds me of how stressful it was for me to do that show a year and a half ago with Hagman. This summer will be 2 years ago. In fact, almost 2 years ago now, and how our show was actually pulled down off the air on Global Star, and we couldn't even get hooked up to the Blog Talk Radio. It was a giant, giant mess that night because of all of this. So, guys, this is some seriously, seriously dangerous stuff to talk about. Pray for us, the fact that we're talking about this. I haven't heard any other alternative talk show host talk about this. Nobody wants to touch this one with a 10-foot hose because this is that dangerous. But go and watch his video, go to his website, and learn more about this. Interestingly enough, I have a friend of mine who's a school teacher, not really a friend, an acquaintance, and I sent her a letter today, a text, and I sent her some links on vaccines because she still was unwilling to accept that there were any dangers associated with vaccines. And I finally said to her, I said, well, to let you know what I believe as a scientist, I'm going to send you a few links letting you know why I believe what I believe. And her response was, no, thank you. I don't want that. See, this is what we've got now in the United States. We've got a group of people that don't want the truth. The truth will set them free, but the world has preferred the darkness over the truth. And that's what's going on here. So there you go. The first two stories, we have to control what you think, and another doctor dead who was working on autism and autism cures. Guys, remember, this deep state is satanic. I'm going to repeat something that I've told you several times. We've given control of the United States over to the politicians through the banking communities because of the lobbying groups, etc. They've turned around and given it over to the military. The military has given it over to the CIA, to the deep state, and to these different organizations within the deep state. We talked about this Friday a week ago. You guys need to hear that show. And then they've turned it over to the sorcerers and the magicians and the demonic demons, etc., who then are turning it over to the AI, to the artificial intelligence computer, to control every aspect of your life, everything you think, everything you do, to take humanity and strip it from you and turn you into some type of cyborg machine that only does the bidding of its master. Again, we talk about this all the time, but guys, another doctor murdered, another doctor dead. This is absolutely, totally, and completely nuts. This continues to go on. In the meantime, a neurosurgeon in Texas, and I verified this story because it's so crazy, I just couldn't even possibly believe this was real. A neurosurgeon in Texas apparently was murdering people and paralyzing people on purpose during his surgical procedures. And I'm not joking you. His name is Christopher Duntsch, D-U-N-T-S-C-H. And he's now received a life sentence out of Dallas, out of Texas, for murdering and maiming his patients. Now, the reason I bring this one up to you in the middle of all of the other stuff that I just talked about is this. If you ever have a doctor tell you that you need surgery, that you need some type of invasive treatment, that you need chemotherapy, that you need radiation, something that could actually cause you to die from the treatment itself, especially going under anesthesia, you must, and I say this to you as my friends today, you must get a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth opinion, however many you think you need. Never, ever take the guy's first opinion, because these guys are being paid huge dollars to cut on you. That's how they get paid. They don't get a paycheck if they don't cut. Now, not all of them are like this. There are some very, very good doctors out there. There's some good neurosurgeons out there. There's some good cardiologists out there. There's some good cardiac surgeons out there. There's some good cancer people who really mean well. But there are a lot of people out there who get into medicine because they want to make a lot of money. I'm just telling you guys the absolute truth. I know this because I went to college with these guys. Now, I'm letting you know this in advance. I've had multiple people that have undergone treatments, and the treatment protocols have killed them, I had a pastor friend of mine a few years ago. His mother was so nice. She was in her 70s, and she was kind of a hypochondriac. She was always having health problems. We did what we could to try to help her, but finally she decided to go to this quack doctor in our area, and he wanted to do exploratory surgery on her to try to find out what was wrong with her, and she ended up dying under the anesthesia, completely and totally healthy, completely and totally lucid, completely and totally mentally fit, completely and totally. And she was dead. I had another man. He ended up with prostate problems. He went to another quack, and he ended up being dead 3 months later from the radiation pellets they put into him. I had another lady. I can just tell you story after story. I mean, I'm just giving you ones off the top of my head. I had another lady. Her name was Lee, and she ended up having both her breasts removed under the advice of her doctor, because there might be a possibility someday she might come down with breast cancer. She had both her breasts removed like Angelina Jolie, but she didn't die. I've got another one. Her name was Carol, and Carol basically came in and had a little lump on her neck, and she ended up going on a protocol, working with another doctor in the area, but she basically got rid of the lump on her neck. They thought it might be a melanoma. They couldn't find the melanoma after she went on the protocol with this other doctor. She ended up going back to the same doctors who had diagnosed her with a melanoma. They went in and they cut her throat, cut her vocal cords. She could never speak again. I'm not making this up. They found nothing. And then because they found nothing, they thought they had missed it. They put her on chemotherapy. She's in her early 30s and she was dead 3 months later. I've seen it and seen it and seen it and seen it and seen it. You've got to get multiple opinions from these physicians. You've got to get multiple opinions. I don't know how else to say that. You can't allow them to hold the power of life over death over you. My cousin Audrey, up in Iowa, a few years ago, she was in her early 80s. My dad, remember, my dad was born in 1901. My father would be 116, 117 years old now. 116 years old. My cousin Audrey was like in her 80s, completely mentally acute, could push a baby stroller around for hours. Nothing wrong with her. Doctor said, we have to do bypass surgery on you. We have to replace one of your valves. I pleaded with her not to do it. Died during the surgery. Marlon Maddox, a good friend of mine, Point of View, been on his show many, many times. Back 15 years ago, he'd had bypass surgery, almost died from it. Went back in under the bypass surgery. I pleaded with him not to do it. He did it. Never came out of the anesthesia. Died in a coma. Guys, on and on and on and on. And you all have your own stories like this. You must, I'm not saying don't do the treatment protocol they're asking you to do. I'm not saying that. You know, I suggest that you get multiple opinions before you allow them to start cutting you, burning you, radiating you, chemoing you, poisoning you. Whatever they want to do, get multiple opinions. Try to find a naturalistic doctor in your area that doesn't want to use a bunch of drugs, who wants to use lifestyle changes and exercise to treat your protocols and treat your symptoms. It's a lot better for you if you do that. But guys, if you're taking drugs or medication now, remember, don't stop taking those unless you work with a medical doctor who's licensed in your area to stop taking those drugs. I don't know how to say anything else more important than what I've told you this morning already. Number one, they want to completely control everything you think via the media. Number two, they're killing natural doctors that are trying to work with doctors, trying to help these children coming down with the autism. And number three, doctors are intentionally cutting people open and killing them and maiming them. And now the one in Texas has gone to prison. Look it up. Check the story out for yourself. I'm not making anything up. What do you think, Oz?
Man, that was on point, bud. That was some really, really good info. This is why we run this show the way we do, guys. This is why we get listeners that are just packing up listening to this show every single week now. Forward these shows to them. Let them know what we're about. See what we're actually doing and let them hear the truth. You're absolutely right, Dad. One of the biggest things I hear all the time, and the doctors make it sound like it's a very mild surgery, that there's no issues with it, is gallbladder removal. We get that phone call all the time. People have a spastic gallbladder. They have a sluggish gallbladder. It's full of gallstones. The first thing in a lot of cases these doctors want to do is go in and completely cut out your gallbladder immediately. The problem is it's so easy in a lot of cases to fix plugged up gallbladders or gallstones with the apple juice fast that we have on our website at healthmasters.com. Completely for free, full instructions how to do it. Just had a customer the other day get everything for it, do it, had great results with it, cleaned out perfectly, and now they're back healthy running again. It's so easy in a lot of cases to get your health under control with good diet, good exercise, and good supplements and nutrients. It's not that difficult in a lot of cases if you're proactive and you catch things before they get worse. A lot of times, as Dad's saying, though, what a lot of these people do is they let it get worse and worse and worse and worse, and then they go in, and then there's no other options. But then you also have the people that go in, and there's hardly anything wrong with them, and the doctors want to do immediate surgery, like with gallbladders. So whatever the case may be with you, your family, your friends, whatever, as Dad just said, make sure you get multiple opinions from multiple doctors that are not colluding together. Don't get the doctor's opinion that's across the hall from the other doctor that gave you the first opinion. Go to a completely different, unrelated doctor and get a second, third, fourth opinion if you need to, and get everybody's options on what you can possibly do. And with the vaccines, man, what you were saying, Dad, it's crazy what we're seeing now. I mean, over 60 doctors dead involved in this, and this is what I try to tell people all the time, people that are so pro-vaccine and they refuse to listen to any type of reason or logic. Do the math. Just open your eyes up for a second and say, okay, the stated, I'm putting that in parentheses, the stated overall goal for vaccine is to reduce diseases, reduce death, reduce health risk, and basically create a healthier, stronger, longer living population, right? That's the stated goal that they try to imply. with vaccines. And this is the same thing I said last week, and I'm going to reiterate this again. If that's the case, why do they continue to allow our entire system to kill all of us off, give us autism, do all types of disgusting things that we see with the doctors, as Dad just mentioned, with the vaccines that are directly linked to autism, with the mercuries and aluminum that are known neurotoxins, with the glyphosate, with all the other things they keep doing to us to intentionally cause us harm. The EPA won't even regulate Monsanto's usage on dicamba, one of the most toxic herbicides known to man, was originally pulled off the market and got re-released now under another name, and the EPA said they are not going to manage Monsanto on their dicamba usage. They're going to let them self-moderate it, and they'll do the right thing as far as how much needs to be used. Why does everybody sit here and think that they want the best for us, that the overall good is what they want, that our best health is their best interest? It's absolutely not. The more people that are dead, the less people they have to control. The more people that are sick, the less people they have to control and are more dependent on them. The more kids that are autism, that are have autism, the less people they have to try and control because of how much work it takes to control them. And most people that have autism, severe autism, don't usually reproduce. Why don't they do all these different things they can instead of be so concerned about regulating stupid markets like cannabis, letting people smoke a plant that grows in your backyard, instead of sitting there going, hey, why don't we look and realize vaccines are directly linked to autism? But as Dad just said, all this stuff is linked back to the deep state. A lot of it goes through the CIA, and there's not a single coincidence in the world that 60-plus doctors have died now in the last year and a half that have been working on autism and mercury-related issues to it, and NAGLAZE and GCMAF and all this different stuff. All this different stuff is not coincidence, Dad. So I'm really glad you hit some of those nails on the head. That was some great info you just put out.
Well, I don't like doing this. I'll be honest with you. If God hadn't called me in that dream 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago now, and told me to go back to work and do what I'm doing, basically, I wouldn't be doing this because this is too dangerous. You don't hear Alex Jones talking about this. You don't hear anybody talking about this. Nobody covers this stuff but us. And I like Alex. Don't get me wrong. Some of the language he uses I don't care for, but I like his content. I like what he's doing, and I feel bad for him that AdWorks has basically cut off his Google supply. Now he's going to lose $3.5 million in revenue per year, which pays a lot of salaries to a lot of his employees. I mean, he's got a big mess and a big lawsuit that's going to get started. He had an ex-CIA guy on there yesterday he was talking to, so I think it was Robert Steele, about what was going on with his life and what was going on with his business now, and what was going on with Google Ad Search, et cetera, and YouTube and everything else. So we've got a major problem because the deep state is doing everything it can to defund shows like Today. They don't want me talking about this. They don't want anybody talking about this. They don't want me telling you that there's a link between autism and vaccines. There's a link between autism and Roundup. There's a link between autism and learning disabilities and Roundup and immunizations and food and red dyes and blue dyes. Good grief, I wrote a book on it. You can get it for a penny online if you want to buy it. I mean, I've sold so many of them. There's so many of them in the used market now. They're like a penny. It's called Maximum Solutions to ADD, Autism and Learning Disabilities in Children. Great book. I wrote that, published it. I didn't publish it. It was published by Sloan Press. It went out back, I think, in 2001, 2002, and sold a lot of copies of it. It's hardback only, so you can get that online if you want to read it. But now, remember, the information I'm giving you now is current. That information back then was 15, 16 years ago, and I was still at the point of cutting into all of this mess at that point. So, guys, please listen to me. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be redundant, though I'm going to be redundant for just a second. Get multiple opinions. I can't tell you how often I tell people that, and they don't do it, and they end up with all kinds of horrible problems because they didn't get a second opinion. By the way, here's an interesting article from USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter's website. It says that weather warfare is the biggest threat to life on Earth. And he must have interviewed Dane Wigginton, and I need to bring Dane on the show. I interviewed him once on the Power Hour. Rio geoengineering researcher Dane Wigginton says that the number one threat facing humanity is extreme weather modification to cool the planet. It's being done by geoengineering, commonly known as chemtrails, and it must be stopped now because it's having the opposite effect. Wigginton believes that all climate engineering is really just weather warfare and explains how long can humans survive without habitat. If we have an issue that is mathematically the single greatest assault launched by the human race against Earth's natural life support system, why wouldn't we deal with that first and foremost above everything else? Now, I had Wayne on the show with the Power Hour, and I interviewed him for, it was either an hour or 2 hours, and we took questions that day, this Dane Whittington, and you need to go to his website and check it out. Very important information, because it really is one of the single most important issues. And I told you guys this. I told you guys this on Hagman. I told you this on my show a year ago. If Trump wins this election, we'll know if he's in charge if they stop spraying chemtrails. Guess what, boys and girls? He's not in charge. And they're doing everything they possibly can to find a reason to impeach him. Now, if you say, well, they're not going to impeach him, the heck they can't. They did it to Nixon. Because you remember something. They could have impeached Obama on IRSgate. They could have impeached Obama on the Fast and Furious. They could have impeached Clinton on Waco. They could have impeached Clinton on Ruby Ridge, or that may have been the former Bush. I can't remember. They could have impeached all of these guys and all of this stuff. All of this stuff. They could have found impeachable offenses. They chose not to do it because they were doing the bidding of the deep state. Now remember, the deep state is being run through the Exchange Stability Fund and through the drugs that are being brought in to this country and the money that's being channeled through the Exchange Stability Fund, which is run and controlled by the Rothschild International Banking Community. Every time you dig deep enough under this rock of filth that we're having to deal with right now, it's always the International Banking Community with their interlocking corporate directorships and the control of the media. That's who we have to cut the head of the stake off. And that's why I was so disappointed in Trump when he started putting all of these people in to his cabinet who had worked for Goldman Sachs. Now, I'm going to say a few things here. I'm going to say this because I've been very careful about this for the first month he's been in office, so I want to give him a chance. He has completely capitulated to the deep state by putting these people into his cabinet. You know, having Priebus in his White House is a joke. This guy needs to be replaced. He's the mouthpiece for the deep state. I mean, getting rid of Flynn was a horrible mistake. All of this stuff that he's doing right now is showing that they're turning him every which way but loose. They're setting him up for impeachment. I'm letting you guys know that in advance before it happens. Now, I hope it doesn't happen. We got to continue to pray for protection, but we also have to pray that he stops picking fights and stops doing stupid things like tweeting against Arnold Schwarzenegger and stupid stuff like this. He's the president of the United States of America. He doesn't need to be acting like a juvenile. It's not necessary. He needs to learn just to calm down, do what he's going to do, deal with it. If he messes up on an executive order, fix the executive order, rewrite another executive order, let the other one be set aside, do another one. That's all he has to do. This entire mess that he's done the first 30 days trying to get things started and done is making a disaster for him. Because remember, the media, even when he talked about the rioting and the disaster they had in Sweden right now, they made huge fun of him. The Prime Minister of Sweden laughed about it, says, never happening here, it's not going on. Like the following couple of days later, they had a massive riot of Muslims over in Sweden. Guys, everything they're telling you on the mainstream media is a lie. The problem is, probably 60 to 70% of the population believes those lies. Because remember, again, Jesus said, I brought light into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Everybody wants to hear that siren of the negative stuff, of, oh, this is what's really going on by the mainstream media. Trump's bad, Trump's bad, Trump's bad. And Trump goes out, no, I'm not bad. We really have an over 20% unemployment rate. Oh, Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. We have a 5% unemployment rate. Obama was a great president. Blah, blah, blah. Lie, lie, lie. It's all Edward Bernays, who was a Sabbatean Kabbalist. He was a doggone Luciferian, cousin of Sigmund Freud. Look it up. These were Sabbateans, both of them. They both worshiped Lucifer. They followed Sabbatean Levi. And these guys are bad news. And that's the guys who taught them how to do this propaganda and do the stuff that they've done. Even Goebbels, one of Hitler's propaganda minister, he was so amazed that Bernays could do what Bernays did as far as just making the people believe the lie. That's why you got to tell people, listen to this show. I talked to Austin earlier in the office today, and I said, you know, son, why is it we're the only people really talking about this stuff? We're the only people that have tied this thing into a neat little bow and said, okay, here's what's going on. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 6. Let's go back to the Nephilim. Let's go back to the Druids. Let's go back to this stuff in Khazaria in the 8th century. Let's go back to 1600s with Sabbatean Levi. Let's tie it all back together with the satanic worship. Let's talk about the Old Testament and how they talk about the worshiping of Baal and passing their children through the fire and how they're still doing that today. You know, and I told Austin, I said, it's like, for some reason, God is using us, and I want you guys to know that, I mean that very sincerely, and I'm humbled by this, to tell you guys how this whole package works with the electronic universe, with the energy fields that we're in, the energy field around the heart, how the blood of Christ works, all of this stuff. You're not going to hear this from any other talk show host. You know? And so, guys, thank you for listening, because we're trying to make you realize that we may not have all the answers. We figured out a little bit of this stuff, though, and we're trying to give you guys some insight into what's really, really going on. So I want you to know, We appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Austin, your next story, bud.
Yeah, well, back to, random people dying. I saw this earlier today. They've now had four dead Russian diplomats, basically in the last 3 months now. Russia's longtime ambassador to the UN has now suddenly died in New York. This is the fourth Russian diplomat who has died in the last 4 months. Vitaly Kurchin was one of the wiser voices in the international community. He had faced a great deal of hostile criticism from both Bush and the Obama administrations during his time at the UN. Now, you see what happened with him just now. Well, just back in December, Russia's ambassador to Turkey was assassinated by a lone jihad gunman in the art gallery. You guys remember that happened? That whole thing just reeked of staged false flag. Then last month, Russian ambassador to India, Alexander Kadakin, was also in a prestigious role, died of a random heart attack, although no one is aware of any previous health issues. Then again last month, Adrian Milanin, a senior Russian diplomat to Greece, was found dead in his bathroom. The causes of death remain unknown. And remember, back in November 2015, we had Russia's RT founder, Mikhail Lessin. He died in his hotel room. Reports said that he was had blunt head trauma. They later blamed it on alcohol, but many questions were left unanswered. I have absolutely no idea if any of this is related. I'm just speculating. I'm just bringing facts to the table about what's going on. But something's very strange here when you start seeing repeated Russian ambassadors all start dropping dead within a few-month period of random death reasons that are unrelated whatsoever. Something odd has been going on with that. Like I said, I have no idea who's doing it. I'm not involved in it. All I'm doing is reporting the news. But something odd's going on, Dad.
Okay, I'm going to say something about it right now, and I'm going to be very careful in how I phrase this. A lot of these guys were providing direct conduit information on pedophilia in Washington, D.C., into the Soviet Union, in which the Soviet Union was planning on releasing it through WikiLeaks. This is the research that I've got from the deep stuff that I've done. And all of this stuff is tying back to the satanic child trafficking network that we saw the week before the election with Hillary Clinton and the soul cooking parties. And the Russians have figured out what's going on with some of this, and they're using these guys, their diplomats, as conduits. That's one of the reasons that Obama expelled so many of them before Trump took office, because of what's happening. Now, I'm going to read you another text right now from Dave Hodges, and he asked me to get this out. Since this is one of those shows that I don't even know if I'm going to put this on the archives. It's one of those. This is one of those shows. Dave Hodges asked me to release this today, and I'm going to do that right now. And because at this point, we have to figure out exactly what is happening and, where this is going to go. This is from Dave Hodges. Had a friend of a very reliable source today tell me that there is breaking information on Pizzagate and that the Russians are trying to get it released through people that Trump trusts. Suspicion that the Russian ambassador to the UN was murdered to stop this flow of information. Was told that the information went from Flynn to Russian ambassador to the US to the Russian ambassador back to the UN. Source of this former high-ranking official. He was my main source on Benghazi, and he's always correct. He's growing impatient with Trump because he said Trump has had enough information to go after these high-level people on sex child trafficking. Dave says, I'm putting this out to people I know who do a good job in the media to see what everyone knows and maybe spawn additional investigations. One additional thought, the Russian ambassador who just died had made it one of his missions to pursue organ trafficking and child sex trafficking. Dave said, I found multiple references to this dating back to the mid-1990s. And he goes, this is what's going on, and this is where it's happening. Now, I'm going to read you one other thing, and this has not been vetted, and I'm not sure if this is accurate, but it sounds pretty close to me. I'm going to read you part of this. Gosh, I don't like doing this. This is by Duff. And he says, an article that was released out of Russia, and it says, Washington is at war, and that Trump is in the process of risking everything to save himself and take down anyone his way, and he's breaking the rules. And basically, it's not hyperbole, it's fact, he says. Trump has named, this is going to blow y'all's mind, Trump has named Stephen Feinberg not a harmless hedge fund manager at all, but the guy that runs Dynacorp. Now, you guys don't know who Dynacorp is. It's a huge mercenary army a dozen times the size of Blackwater to take control of everything, giving him the power to run all of U.S. intelligence and security functions. Now, I looked up the information on Feinberg, and he's highly secretive. But he did say in one of his things in WikiLeaks that I saw, unless it's been removed, that if people don't listen, they don't do what he wants them to do. Sometimes he just thinks it'd be easier just to have them killed. Now, these are his quotes. Feinberg will be able to edit or fabricate any intelligence or order any arrest, suspend any rights for any group, censor the press, declare any domestic group or political party illegal. He's a violent fanatic of dangerous persons. Okay, now, whether this is true or not on this guy, I couldn't vet this with any other places, but I do know that Feinberg is basically, he's supposed to be trying to protect Trump. So guys, this is some weird, weird stuff that's going on right now. And quite frankly, it's messed up. You know, we've got the Mossad involvement. We've got the Saudi involvement. We got the CIA involvement. We got the Rothschild involvement. We got the Vatican involvement. We got the Mafia involvement. We got all of these different groups are all working together to bring in this new world order and to put us into a Luciferian dictatorship. And Trump is trying to stop this, but he's doing a very poor job. But quite frankly, I don't know if I could do any better than he's doing at this point. Because once you try to expose any of the information he's tried to expose, they tell you that you're a conspiracy theorist and you're nuts. And so I don't know, Austin. So I just want to give you guys that information very quickly on that. And so you can do the research you want on Feinberg. Now, whether he's the head of Dynacorp, I couldn't verify that. But they said he's a very, very dangerous, dangerous person. So guys, now you've been told the other half of the story, and Dave Hodges has also linked it back to the Russians who are being killed to try to prevent this release. Guys, think through this for a second with me, for just a second. A week before the United States election, Hillary Clinton was put back under investigation by the FBI. Okay? We ended up having Podesta's computer file, everything found with all these pictures of all these children, all the other crazy stuff that's going on. But then we had the whole release on the Soul Cooking Party and all the stuff that was going on with Steve Pachetik, all the stuff he did the last week before the election. All of this stuff goes back to pedophilia and child trafficking. These stinking perverts are a bunch of sickos, and they do it in their satanic rituals. They do it by sodomizing little boys and little girls. These guys are just lower than scum. Okay, these guys need to be taken out back, if they're found guilty of this stuff, hung by the neck until dead. This is unbelievable what these guys are involved in. And it goes all the way back to the Supreme Court judge last year who was killed or died or whatever you want to say happened to him with a pillow over his face, whatever, with no autopsy again. Guys, this is a major, major mess. We are actually in the middle of a historical reformation in the United States where the new Gutenberg press, this internet that we have, is actually telling people what's going on and who's doing it and why they're doing it. And guys, it's a huge, huge, just organized crime syndicate, the Khazarian Mafia, that's involved in all of this stuff, that has brought together all of these different groups and factions, including the Catholic Church, to bring this control of the earth under this Luciferian doctrine. That's what's going on. If you don't go back to Genesis chapter 6 and the Druids and the fallen angels and what they taught these guys and all of that stuff that was passed on down through the generations, if you don't do all of that, what ends up happening is none of this makes any sense. It's all really weird anyhow when you actually go back from a historical standpoint, but if you don't look at it from a biblical standpoint, this stuff is just messed up. It's just like, why would people do stuff like this? The reason they do stuff like this, I'm going to step into another little thing I don't talk much about. You've got to look at DNA and bloodlines. These guys consider themselves to be the Benign D Nephilim, sons of the fallen. They consider themselves to be progeny, spawn of Lucifer. I can't even make this stuff up, okay? This is who they think they are. And they're willing to die for their beliefs. These are like sociopaths. These guys have no feelings. They don't care about who they kill or what they do. They don't care if they spray you with dicamba, if they spray you with Roundup, if they give your children autism. You're animals to them. That's what you are. You're animals to them. They don't care about you. Get that through your head. I had to get that through my head. We all have to get that through each other's heads. That if you understand their mindset you have to look at it from that perspective. Otherwise, nobody in their right mind would intentionally give a baby autism. Nobody in their right mind would intentionally poison people with glyphosate. Nobody in their right mind would intentionally do these things to other human beings to watch them suffer. Okay? This is their master, Lucifer. He's the one who taught them to do this. This is the energy that they're producing from their bodies in this holographic matrix, this energy universe that we live in, that's feeding these interdimensional entities. This whole thing is a giant mess. Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. That's what this whole thing's about. This whole thing has to be looked at from a Christian perspective. It's the only thing that makes sense. That's why they're so scared of Christians. That's why they hate Christians. That's why they've done everything they can to take the blood of Christ out of churches. They don't want us to know the truth of what and who we are as Christians. That's what this whole thing's about. And guys, if you're not a Christian today, and you're listening to me right now, and you want to become a Christian, you want to have the power and the authority that God has given us, pray with me. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Father. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he was born at Virgin Mary, that he was died, that he died, he was crucified, died and buried, that he ascended into heaven. I believe he sits at your right hand. I repent for my sins. I accept him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. If you do a simple prayer like that and you humble yourself before God and you accept him, you become empowered with the entire energy of Yahweh. And so you have to understand, this is what we're here for, to try to get other people to understand. This whole planet basically had a coup in the beginning with Lucifer taking it away from Adam, willingly giving it to him. They said it was a war with God for thousands of years. And then finally, it was peace on earth, goodwill to men when Jesus was born. And God finally said, no more of this. I'm just going to go ahead and just forgive you guys through myself, through my son. We're going to do it this way now. And so we're going to restore you back to us through the second Adam, through Jesus Christ. That's how this thing works. That's who we are as Christians. And when that happens, when we have that power coming within us, we're infused with the Holy Spirit. And we become synchronistic from an energy field standpoint with the creator of the universe. We become one with God, so to speak, because the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us. And when he sees us, he no longer sees us, he sees Jesus. He doesn't remember our sins if we confess them to him. Now, we're still living in a carnal body that we got to fight, because our carnal instincts and our carnal flesh and our hormones and all that stuff we've got to deal with. But once we're born again and we accept Christ, our soul is stamped for him, and he's part of us and we're part of him through blood covenant. That's what we have to understand as Christians. That's why they're doing everything they can to bring this Muslim religion in, to cover us up, to put the atheists into this country. That was one of the whole things they had to do. They had to de-Christianize the United States after World War II. That's why they brought all those Sabbatean Kabbalists in out of Russia into the United States, that took over Hollywood, that took over our media, they took over everything. That's why they were brought here. They were brought here to take the Christian emphasis out of the United States, to get us off of our knees, and again make us hedonistic as a society. And that's exactly what they've done through their Hollywood and through their newspapers, through their articles, through their movies. We can't allow that to happen. We've got to restore that. We've got to go back to Yahweh. We've got to go back to Yeshua. And we've got to realize that we can have the power and the authority given back to us as Christians, but we've got to be willing to do it. Now, does that mean we're going to be perfect? Absolutely not. But we have to do the best we possibly can, and Christ will stand there for you in the gap. And so God doesn't care about you not being perfect. He just wants to see you as the righteousness of Christ. That's the whole key of being a Christian. So guys, please listen to me for a second. You've got to look at this thing from the entire perspective I just told you. I cut a lot of corners in that whole little story because I don't have time, especially with the blood of Christ and those other exhaustive teachings that we've done. But guys, it's so important that you understand that you were bought at a price, and that God loves you, and he loves your family, and he wants you to prosper, and he wants you to do well. But guys, listen to me. We've got to get off our butts. And I'm saying that very sincerely, both men and women. And we've got to start telling people about Jesus and telling them about the deep state and telling them about this show, telling them about other alternative media shows, and letting them know there's other information out there than what you're hearing on CNN, CSNBC, CBS, ABC, all these ridiculous news outlets that are controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalists. So anyhow, I'm done, Austin. I'll preach the whole show. But guys, please listen.
Well, yeah, I mean, and to tie into that, but to also bring into that, you know, this is something that goes unreported by the mainstream media, is the arches to Baal that are being erected all over the world. We saw the first one, the arches to Baal, the god of Baal, the replica in London. Then they did the second set in New York, just feet away from ground zero. Now think about that for a second. Is that a strange place to put the arches of Baal, right by ground zero, where thousands of people died in that whole incident? That was a significant issue, and they put the under God, the Satan, that was their God, to Baal. They put the arches into the temple right there, and now by the World Government Summit that's meeting in Dubai, they just put another one up. It features another reconstruction of the arch to Baal. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is the word cannibal derives from the Chaldean Cana Baal, meaning priest of Baal. So cannibal not only means a person who eats the flesh of another human being, but also means a worshiper of the demon Baal. So this whole thing that we're seeing now, they're bringing in a very aggressive satanic agenda, and it's being very, very clear, Dad. So I'm glad we have brought this up on the show. This is a pretty wild show today. We didn't get to a whole lot of health topics, but we definitely hit a lot of other topics today, though.
Well, every once in a while we have to do it this way. I mean, we just have to cover stuff that we don't want to cover, that nobody else wants to cover either. But yeah, you know, I'm held to a higher level of authority. I have to follow the authority of God. By the way, we're having the biggest gasoline oil glut 27 years. It could crash the oil markets. Well, I certainly hope gas prices, come back down. Oil prices are stuck in a holding pattern, waiting for more definitive data on what comes next. OPEC's compliance is helping keep prices afloat, but rising U.S. oil production is acting as a counterweight. The EPA severely underestimated spills at fracked oil well sales, is another report. And then, and this is not a drill, Nevada Weather Service warns of a dam failure threat. I mean, we have dams that are all over the south, eastern, western United States. They're having all kinds of health, structural problems. And by the way, Health Impact News, another Alzheimer's drug is a huge flop. 2 years ago, it was reported Eli Lilly had a potential blockbuster drug for Alzheimer's in the third and final phase of the FDA trials. It won approval. It was expected to bring in $7 billion by 2024, and the results are in, and it's back to the drawing board. It does absolutely nothing for Alzheimer's patients. Now, what has been working for Alzheimer's patients is vitamin E, large dosing, 1,600 IUs a day, and coconut oil, about an ounce a day. If you can get them to do that, or at least a couple tablespoons a day of coconut oil, that has really been shown to be effective with a lot of these patients who have Alzheimer's disease. Whether that'll work for your friends or family, I have no idea, but the E and the coconut oil really work really well. And by the way, I want to thank you again for listening to the show. I want to thank you again for supporting us. And another study just came out that said vitamin B is a dietary powerhouse and boosts energy levels and enhancing performance in nearly every system of the body. The connection between mental health and B12 deficiency and all the other B vitamins is staggering, and yet it appears screening is rarely carried out with any division of modern healthcare. They'd rather put you on drugs instead of checking you for B vitamins. Depression can be one of the first presenting symptoms of the deficiencies. Many healthcare professionals would be shocked to learn that B12 deficiency can cause psychosis. The neuropsychiatric symptoms of B12 deficiency can precede the development of anemia. Vitamins B2, B6, B9, and B12 directly impact the functioning of the methylation cycle. And by the way, if you have methylated B vitamins, you don't have to worry about that cycle. And that's what we have at healthmasters.com. Thank you for supporting the show. Sorry the show was haphazard today and kind of jumping around. You guys are either, I hope you had your seatbelts on for this one. So I love you guys. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for getting your B vitamins from us, and your C and your D and all the other things that you get from us. Thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. I love you guys a lot. I appreciate you too. I mean, my whole day now is spent getting prepared for this show. I'm 61 years old. Should be like doing retirement, playing golf or something. I have no interest in that when I've got to get the word out, because I'm on the wall with you guys and I'm watching out for you and I'm giving you guys the truth to the best of my ability. I love you. Thanks for your support. God bless you. Also, go ahead and close. I'll wrap up for summary.
Yes. And also, too, now, this is pretty wild. Former McDonald's CEO Ed Renzi said that business owners have every right to fire employees that choose to participate in the Day Without Immigrants protest rather than show up to work, following reports that dozens of protesters have lost their job after they participated in this protest. I think he's absolutely right. If you decide you don't want to go to work because you want to protest, there is absolutely zero legal obligation an employer has to keep you on payroll and keep you hired. Obviously, you value protesting and not working more than you do your job. So I think a lot of people are failing to understand that in this country. I saw a couple reports of that where people were getting fired because they didn't show up for work. Good riddance. You don't want to show up for work for a legitimate reason. You don't need to work here. That would be my motto with it. And I think a lot of other companies have the same idea on that as well. And guys, also, too, if you need anything, check out the website. We're always here. The Magnesium Body Balm, one product of the week last night. I told you guys that yesterday. It was a tie pretty close between the Aquatrace, our ionic mineral suspension formula, which is incredible, especially for that rebalancing pH and electrolytes in the body. But the Magnesium Body Balm won by a few votes, and that is our magnesium oil-based balm that's got arnica, aloe vera, jojoba, lavender oils, really good for use on areas that are having rashes. I've talked to some people that have had good results with it that have issues with psoriasis. However, this product, to be really effective for psoriasis or any type of significant dry skin, it needs to be used in conjunction with oral cod liver oil, meaning you take the cod liver oil capsules or the liquid in conjunction with using the magnesium body balm. That way you're hitting it on both areas. You're fixing the omega-3 deficiency internally, and you're also putting the magnesium body balm on topically. So those two go together very, very efficiently. We have it on sale right now for over 10% off. That product is a fairly expensive product to make because of the jojoba in it and a couple of the other nutrients. So it's definitely not a cheap product, but it's a pretty big can. I think it's either a 6 or 8 ounce jar. So, I mean, it's full. It's got a lot of stuff in it, and it lasts for a very long time. I mean, most people that I've talked to, good customers that go through it, they use it on a regular basis, get anywhere from 2 to 4 months out of it, depending on how much they use and how many people use each can. So on sale for over 10% off for $35 a jar, if it lasts you 3 to 4 months, that's fairly cheap. In fact, you only spend about $10 a month for a very, very effective magnesium body balm. And if you are trying to really increase magnesium stores in the body, use this in conjunction with the magnesium dead sea salts and soak your feet in the salts or in the bathtub and then apply some of the magnesium body balm topically on your feet after you get done. And that'll really, really increase the amount of magnesium uptake you're getting. Magnesium is one of the most important minerals in the body. It has over 300 different functions that it's used for, and it's essentially burned as fuel. So a lot of people become deficient in magnesium and do not even realize they're deficient. So very, very effective product for that. So guys, if you need anything, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. Hope you guys were buckled in for the show today. Definitely got a little wilder than I expected it to be, but that's what we're here for, bringing this stuff out and giving you guys real, true alternative media that's truth news, not the fake news that CNN and all the other mainstream guys peddle on a daily basis to try and confuse you and make you think what they want you to think. We give you the information here. You guys make your own decision about it. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.